All right, so now we're here at our Spiritual Gifts mini course, and in this session, we're continuing on in focusing on putting your spiritual gifts to work, including development and cultivation. So in the last session, we talked about kind of discovering your own spiritual gifts. We focused on gift assessment and kind of what that discovery process can look like. So the next kind of natural step here is putting those to work and how can you really grow in your spiritual gifts. So here are the sources that we use. If you're interested in reading those full sort of articles, I definitely encourage you to search those and read those articles. So diving right in, these are just going to be some practical ways. Not each might be a fit for you, but just some overarching options for kind of pursuing, your spiritual gifts. So finding a place to serve, whether it's in a volunteer position, whether it's a career position, just getting your boots on the ground and trying things. And, researching what sort of training might be needed in the position you desire. This could be formalized training. Maybe it's, a degree program. It could be informal training, maybe through our mini courses or through your church. There's lots of different options there. But this first piece is really just getting started. And starting at your local church is a great space. Christian leaders, our mission kind of is to launch leaders in the communities that they're in. And this is an amazing place to start and continue, impacting the people who are surrounding you and really giving back through your spiritual gifts is amazing. So connecting, with the leaders that you already have relationships with and exploring what opportunities there are, collaborating with others, those you might know who have similar gifts, and really building each other up in that regard. And then exploring in a small group setting is also a great option, and this might be actually a great first step. It's a really nice testing ground, considering it can be, it's not a huge, huge group, and it's a very supportive environment where, you can be surrounded in prayer and encouraged by those in your small group, and it can be nice to kind of start using these spiritual gifts in more of a one-on-one space or a two-on-one space where, the stakes might feel a little bit lower. It's also important to identify some of the needs in your church or in your community. So how can your strengths, how can your spiritual gifts help the weaknesses that may be present? And how can you team up with people with other gifts to really solve these problems and really, again, get the boots on the ground and start making some progress in those areas? And it's also important, we touched on this a bit last week with those gift assessments, to research how your gift might manifest. It's one thing to maybe feel a calling to a certain, area, to a certain spiritual gift, but it's another thing to really know how that can be used. So there's many ways to do this. Those gifts assessments gave some suggestions with the results, but also just diving into the scripture, how those spiritual gifts look in biblical characters. There are lots of resources online, different Bible studies that can kind of help guide you through this. And again, looking to those who might feel they have the same spiritual gifts as you, seeing what they're doing and using that kind of as inspiration or a blueprint for you. Depending on your gift, considering mentorship. This can be another great place to start, especially if maybe you have a community that already exists, maybe with some people who are younger than you or people looking for that mentorship. Again, this is kind of a one-on-one type of situation where you can really direct your spiritual gift and impact one certain individual who's really looking for some guidance, and just coming alongside of them and using your spiritual gift in that space can be such an amazing blessing. And then lastly, spend time learning from others who have experience in the area of your gifts. This is so, so valuable. We talked about a lot of pitfalls last week where, maybe your spiritual gift, has some downsides or some pitfalls that you can kind of go into. And just learning from people who have been, in this area, maybe they're serving in a similar area, maybe in a different area, but just who have more experience taking that such valuable experience and applying it to yourself in moving the kingdom forward. So it's also important, these are all kind of action steps, but again, turning inward and assessing how you feel as you've been serving, spending time in prayer, and discernment, and praying for, you know, protection when our spiritual gifts are being used to the fullest is often when there are the most spiritual attacks. But also assessing, you know, do you feel joy? Is this something that is, you know, kind of setting you on fire and really feeding your soul? This is, you know, a telltale sign that this is where the Lord wants you to be, and this is a position and using a gift where you can grow. So it's important to check in with yourself and really have a pulse for how this is going. And then, like I said, continuing to pursue your personal relationship with God, asking for protection against spiritual attacks, and just for Him to continue fortifying gifts. Again, you know, gifts can change and shift over time, and it's important to be in tune with that process. And of course, that looks different for everyone, but just checking in. And then, and keeping your heart and mind open to new and different opportunities. You never know what God might bring your way. You never know what people He might bring in front of you to serve. You know, keeping your heart open and understanding that spiritual gifts can be applied in a lot of different areas, right? At Christian Leaders, we talk about the volunteer space, the part-time space, the career space, and then, you know, there's all these sort of specializations, and although you may feel called to one, just having that heart of opportunity and of curiosity of what the Lord might bring your way and how you can apply your strengths and your spiritual gifts in that area. And then incorporating and implementing your gifts into things you already do. So I think this is such a great point, and I think it's something that really resonated with me and with everyone. You know, as you're on this journey of maybe discovering your spiritual gifts, harnessing them, learning more about them, it's not necessary to maybe do something big and new and different. A lot of times you can really just harness and refine those gifts in the space you're already in. It might be a business, a corporate career, your family, the relationship with your friends and your spouse. There's so much opportunity there to serve and to practice implementing your gifts there. So moving on to some reflection questions. So this is what I was just talking about. How can you incorporate your spiritual gifts into the things you already do, whether that's a job, your family, friends, relationship with your spouse, etc.? And then what challenges do you see ahead or have you already experienced when using your gifts? Again, I touched on, you know, the spiritual attacks that can come when you're really putting your effort into this area. That's one challenge. You know, another challenge may be working with people who have different gifts than you. That's something we'll dive into later in this mini course, but there are lots of challenges. And then in that question, maybe also how can you kind of fortify yourself and prepare yourself to deal with those challenges? And then lastly, what changes would you like to see in yourself, your church, your community, or your relationships? And how can using your spiritual gifts impact these areas? And this is something really interesting to consider because, you know, we all have goals in different areas of our life, and maybe our community, our church has goals overall. And, you know, as we talked about, when our spiritual gifts are being used to their fullest, those goals, that's an amazing way to focus in on that and achieve those goals. So just reflecting on, you know, what changes you would like to see, how you would like to see the kingdom growing and advance, and really connecting that to how you're using your spiritual gifts. So that is it for this session, but next session we will focus on acknowledging others' spiritual gifts and working with different types of spiritual gifts.